You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
It's good, man. It is good. How about yourself?
I am just fine.
I love it. Now, we've talked about the offensive line as a whole, and I wonder if we should really be talking specifically about the tackles, because the stat I saw, and it's just one game, I get it, but it feels reflective of how I've felt most of the season. The interior three offensive linemen you rolled out there against Detroit gave up a total of 5 pressures, whereas Nate Thomas gave up 8 and Terrence Steele gave up 6 just by themselves. How big of a tackle problem do the Cowboys have?
Well, they had a problem in that game, right?
Sure.
I don't know if anybody looked up how they did in the 3 games they won.
Yeah.
Which is rather remarkable that you point that out, and they still threw for 376 yards and scored 30 points, right?
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think that the play, I thought Terrence Steele kind of hit a stretch there where he was playing much better. I thought Guyton was playing better until the concussion. Now, you ended up in the last few games starting basically a rookie at left tackle that's no more than a 7th-round pick. It needs to be better. I don't know that, you know, you're near the end of the season. Those guys aren't going to change until, you know, Guyton gets back in there, and we'll see how that goes. But to me, at some point, if you look at that as being a problem, then you got to start helping at least one of them out all the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the same guy each snap. But if you're planning on, you know, trying to get the ball down the field, then, yeah, give them some help. A lot of the times the Cowboys, you know, with blitzes, they did have trouble picking those up. I don't look as much as those pressures as their inability to run the ball effectively and keep teams from ganging up on pass rushing when the Cowboys get in, you know, 2nd and long, 3rd and long, things like that. Then, of course, you're going to you know, experience some problems. But I just think as a whole, they need to run the ball more effectively. And I know I'm not talking about running for 10, 15 yards or whatever, but can you average a little bit better than 2-3 yards a carry? And I thought that's been their biggest problem on offense, because regardless of what the pressure is, they've still been pretty productive offensively.
Now, I know this is not Cowboys related, but we're always breaking news here. And unfortunately, Shams Charania is reporting that Derek Lively is going to have foot surgery to relieve continued discomfort, and he is going to be out for the season.
Tell him not to do that on my time, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Shams, what are you doing, Shams? Come on, man.
That poor guy just can't stay healthy, can he?
No. Yeah, that is, I'm man, and he's a fun dude, and he brings a lot to this team. But
yes.
Got a great skill, too.
You're right.
Very skilled player.
Well, that sucks. There's your Mavericks update right there.
At least we're getting Diggs back, right, Mickey?
Yeah!
You're hoping, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was hoping, yeah.
I really needed some good news right there, Mickey, if it would have been a lie.
You know, let's see him practice for 3 days, mm-hmm. and then judge on, you know, how well he's been able to perform. And I think that, you know, even more so than him, they need to get Clowney back. And I think, like I told you guys yesterday, he was close. So I think
right.
there's a chance there, and they need to get CD back. Gosh, it's been so long since Diggs has played. You almost forget that he's not been in there. Now, and I'm not saying that they played so well that, you know, they don't need to put him back on the field. It would be really good to have Diggs as the Diggs we've known previously back on the field playing at that level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do you feel, and I don't know if we discussed this yesterday, how did you feel DeMarvion Overshown's game looked this week?
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, anybody defensively had a really good game.
Fair.
I hear he didn't do this and he didn't do that. Well, which linebacker did anything?
Yeah, that's valid.
That's a tough question to
answer,
right?
It is.
And so, yeah, but again, I think we all think that these guys are going to come back after not playing for a year, and it's like, okay, no problem, I'm back on board, let's go. You know, does he not have talent, or does it take some time to kind of get back to seeing things and, you know, being able to anticipate what's going on? I don't know that he's gotten blown off the field by, you know, people blocking him or anything. I think it has more to do with him recognizing what's going on or what's about to happen. I mean, did he miss a bunch of tackles?
There were a couple of tackles.
Just looked like a little longer read and react.
I thought he could have made. But let me. Okay, so I'm really intrigued by this. Let me ask you then, is the only way to get there and get better to play in the games?
Yes.
Right? Because you can't, like, well, he looks amazing in practice. Now he's ready. He's got to get gameplay to get ready for gameplay, right?
Yes.
And here's the other thing. Remember how many games they played in a short period of time.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do all the rehab you want, but it's not like playing in a game. And it's not like what happens to your body after you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're playing a game. And I'm not trying to make any excuses for him if people think that he didn't play well. But again, there's been short. The practices haven't been normal over these last 17 days to get somebody ready to play. He didn't have any training camp or anything like that. And then you're playing on short weeks with very little practice, most of it mental. And sometimes I think it makes a difference for some guys. I'm trying to think back to the week lead. So they would have came off the bye, right, to get ready for the Raiders game. Is that correct? I got it timing right?
Yeah.
And then that week got shortened and disrupted by the Nealon deal. And after that, I bet he never put pads on in practice to get ready for a game.
Oof.
Think about it. Because then it was, you know, a short week, and then a week that you were trying to get guys off their feet because you had played so many games in 11 days. So I think when you haven't had your feet on the field in games, you need practice.
Right.
And he didn't practice until after the bye.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even if he was out there, you know, he's running scout team. It takes a while to get back at it. So, yeah, I don't think you need to give up on him after one game.
I think one other thing, Kevin, to add to what Mickey's saying there is whenever you're that young of a player too, and like Revel, let's go with Revel a little bit there. There's still things you haven't seen in the NFL.
Sure.
You know, and that experience only comes with being out on that field, too, and being able to say, you know what, I got burned on that. It won't ever happen again.
Okay.
And so, they're in a situation with three guys like that.
Yeah. Yes.
You mentioned two of them, and then throw Nate Thomas in there, too.
Yeah.
You know, and you're trying to play with young guys, and there will be mistakes, or there will be, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't cover that right, or I didn't set my feet right on that blitz, things like that. And so, yeah, when you're playing that many young guys, and I still look at Overshown as a young guy.
I get you.
Yes, me too.
He hasn't completed an entire season yet in his career, and this is, what, his third year?
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
1 year.
I promise you, I am most certainly not giving up on any of those players.
You love Overshown.
This next question, though, might be a little different.
Ryan
Flannoy had a big night. We've loved the flashes we've seen from him. My question is this team essentially done with Tolbert, and should we give up hope for any offensive impact from Mingo?
Well, he just got back, right?
Yeah.
And what did he get? Maybe five plays or something like that? I don't know.
Right.
He had one target, right? And it bounced off his hands.
Yeah, I was waiting for the breakout.
Yeah,
there.
I'm thinking, you know, Flournoy has stepped up. And so the other thing is everybody talks about Mingo and Tolbert, but what about Turpin? Because he's been playing as the third receiver quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now, has he passed him up too?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Well, I think from a production standpoint and what they're asking him to do, he certainly has. But again, and I get made fun of on our podcast because I'm a big fan of Turpin, and I think that they need his speed on the field more than what the touches he gets. But so far, yeah, I think if they open up on Sunday night, I think Flannoy's the third guy, and then they'll mix in Turpin to go along. But yeah, if you have a performance like that, there's no sense worrying about anybody else needing to get reps. Your backups, if you're active, right?
Yeah,
Tolbert wasn't even active, and that's not the first time this year.
So we asked Steven this, and he said no. I've been thinking about this, and I've heard a couple of people bring this up. Do you think at all the elevated offensive ability and situations that Turpin has been put in have impacted his return game whatsoever?
No, not at all. I want the ball in his hands anywhere, right. Anytime I can get it in his hands. I think that the blocking hasn't been very good on kickoff returns. And we can go one more, right? The coverage hasn't been very good.
Oh, my God,
no.
Yeah,
either, right? So that part has to improve. I think on kickoff returns, I think he's searching sometimes for something bigger than what's really there and just hit it and be, you know, satisfied with what is what is. And remember, too, he was coming back from a little bit of an injury. Now, he'll tell you that he's fine. He's totally good. And if you see him get in the open field, he still can run. I just think that they need to give him some lanes to be able to, at least hit an opening. And there's very few times, if you go back and look at it, that you see openings. Now, does he have a bad knack of acting like he's getting ready to call a fair catch and then he doesn't?
Yes.
Fix it.
At least that's only 5 yards, right?
But yeah, that feels like a penalty.
Know, that could be a Brandon Aubrey field goal there.
That feels like a penalty,
right?
Where the annoyance level is higher than the yardage. You're like, don't wave your hand and then run.
That's true.
Sometimes I think he's a little too anxious, obviously, right? But no, I don't think that's diminished his ability to return kicks, as he's not playing that many snaps, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I was just curious.
Yeah, and I've heard that come up. And matter of fact, one of our mailbag question was that, and, you know, does he just need to return kicks? And I said, absolutely not. I want the ball in his hands.
Right.
No one else has got speed like he does.
I mean, on that, I think we can all agree. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.